We began yesterday to talk about Ashara Niskal in situations which it's unclear as to how to apply the principle of Kimisas Habailim Kach Misas Ashar. The most profound example of that we gave yesterday was the case of a Ashar that's owned by a non-Jew. And in such a case, if we apply the principle of Kimisas Habailim, then a non-Jew is put to death in a court that consists of one single dayan. You need one aid and one dayan. And indeed the Bach, in one of his tshuvas, writes that in a case of a Ashara Niskal that's owned by a Ben Noach, the din is that since the Ben Noach himself, the Bailim, is Nidon Beit Echad B'dayan Echad, so too we're going to apply the principle of Kimisas Habailim Kach Misas Shar, and the Shar will be put to death by one judge. And not only that, the Bach went a step further and he said that when the judgment is made to put the Shar to death in the case of Shar Shel Nachri, Shar Shel Ben Noach, by one judge, the Shar itself becomes Asur Ba Noach. In other words, just like we have a din of Nigmar Dino in a case of a Shar that's owned by a Jew, in a parallel way we have Nigmar Dino in a Shar that's owned by a non-Jew. And once there's Gmar Din, then the Shar is Asur Ba Noach. The Chacham Tzvi, on the other hand, disagrees with the Bach, and he's of the opinion that even though the Nachri, the owner of the Shar, would be put to death with one witness and with one judge, nevertheless, the Behema has to be judged in a Beis Din of 23 judges, and nothing less will do. And he bases himself on a principle called Dayo, which means that the Nilmad could never exceed beyond the bounds of the Melamed. So the case of the Melamed is the case of Yisrael Haba al Behema, and in such a case, the Behema is going to be condemned to death in front of a court of 23 judges. Now, if you want to derive from this that in the case of a Shar Shel Nachri, we're going to put him to death in a Beis Din made up of only one judge, then you're being machmir, you're being more strict on the Shar. And the Torah says that the Shar is put to death in front of a Beis Din of 23 judges. Now we have a principle Dayo. You can never be more machmir on something than the chumra that the Torah imposed. So if you're going to take a judge, a single judge, and you're going to condemn the Shar to death, you're being very machmir on the Shar. The Torah, in the source of sources, as far as killing the Shar, requires a Beis Din of 23. And therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, if you'll ask me a kasha, the Gemara says that a Shar Shel Kohen Gadol should be put to death in a Beis Din of 71 elders. That's being mekil. That doesn't upset or irritate the principle of Dayo, because what you're saying is that since there's a principle of Kemisas Habayim Kach Misas Shar, when we apply that to the case of a Shar Shel Kohen Gadol, we're going to come to a tremendous kula, and we're going to be very lenient and compassionate on the Shar. We're not going to be able to put him to death unless we have a Beis Din of 71 elders. Furthermore, the Chacham Tzvi argues against the Bach with regard to the second halach, that the Bach insists that once the Shar of a Goy is condemned to death, it becomes Asur Ba Noach like a Shar Niskal, it's Nigmar Dino. And on that, the Chacham Tzvi stands up and he argues, well, maybe a Beis Din of 23 judges is Olim Kochayu, it has a very special, powerful status, and the authority vested in such a Beis Din is such that it can institute a Gmar Din, and that Gmar Din in turn generates an Isra Noah. But who says that in the case of one Dayan, which is not a Beis Din of any great significance, that it has the Olim Kochayu, it has the power to generate a Gmar Din in such a way that now it becomes Asur Ba Noach? So we have a twofold machlokes, just to summarize, between the Bach and the Chacham Tzvi. Number one, how many judges do we need to put this to condemn the Shar of a Nachri to death? According to the Bach, All we need is one judge. According to the Chacham Tzvi, we need 23 judges. And number two, once the Shor of a guy is condemned to death as a Shor Niskal, he killed somebody, then is the Shor Asur Manot? The Bach says it is, and the Chacham Tzvi denies it. And now we get to the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says the following. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis in Masechet Sanhedrin that in the case of a Nachash, we kill the Nachash as a dangerous serpent even without a Bezdin. We don't need a Bezdin. However, the Rambam adds one word here. Sheyamiso so yachid. He doesn't say that we, you know, anyone who comes along can kill the Nachash, but he says it's brought in front of a yachid. The word yachid, says the Brisker Rav, is a technical halachic term that refers to a bezdin that's made up of one judge. For example, at the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke about a mumcha, that a dayan mumcha sometimes can be done as a yachid, and he can institute a ruling and a verdict which will be valid even though he's only a yachid. So the word yachid is a technical term that refers to a bezdin. And this bezdin is comprised of not more than one single judge. So what it means is that when we put this Nachash to death, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not, you know, a hefker belt, it's not just anarchy, there's a structure, there's a system. And the framework is, says the Rambam, you need a yachid. Rashi, on the other hand, says no. Rashi says that we don't need a bezdin at all, because now we are killing a dangerous animal and we're circumventing the bezdin. And we're going to put the animal to death because of its danger, and we don't need a bezdin at all. The Rambam, on the other hand, uses the language of yachid, which at least according to Brisker Rav means that we need some sort of a bezdin. So now the question is as follows. We have a principle called kemisas habaylim kach misas hashor, which means that with regard to the dinei nefashos of a shor, we govern and regulate that by the same laws that regulate a misas habaylim of pikuach nefesh, of nefashos, of dinei nefashos. So in the case of these animals, which are very, very dangerous, what are we saying over here? Are we saying that we're putting the animal to death without any sort of gemar din? And this might be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. So take a look at the last few lines in a paragraph that starts Vehine HaRambam Beperkei. That's the left column on page Yud Aleph that we gave out yesterday. And he says the following: Tzorach Iyun came in the Alfinim Mi Kamisas Habaylim Kach Misas Shor Di Ein Donin Dini Nefashis Bishor Bipachos Mi Esrim Ushlosha. Now that we have established, at least according to the Chacham Tzvi, his opinion was that when we look at the Mises HaShor and how many judges we need to condemn the Shor to death for killing a human being, our paradigm case is going to be the 23 judges that are required to put the Shor to death, or any behemoth to death in the case of Baal Behemto. And we can't be more machmir because of the principle of Dayo than that paradigm case, which is the source for the requirement of a bezdin to put the shor to death. If that be the case, then Bishlei, I understand, according to Rashi's opinion is that in the case where we put the shor to death because of its danger, it's such a belligerent, dangerous animal, we have to put it to death. And call a kodem lahargo zacha. There, says Rashi, we're completely circumventing, completely obviating the need for a bezdin. So it makes sense that we could put the shor to death with one person, whoever comes along.
Sure.
Well, whichever animal it is. I mean to say, you're right. I shouldn't have said shor. You're right. I'm trying to move at the speed of light, so I'm not being medayik in my lashon. But it means, let's say, an ari or a bardalis or a ze'ev and so forth and so on. But in the case of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, the way we understood the Rambam based on the Brisker Rav, that we need a judgment for the Shor. It's not a hefkervel. It doesn't mean just take a gun and shoot the animal. It means that there is some sort of structure and a Gemara Din to such an extent that the Gemara says that the animal, let's call it the lion, is asur b'hanah after you put it to death, because nigmar dino, and the Rambam says the gemar din is with a yachid, with one judge, like the case, according to the Bach, of a shor shel nachri, then we now have irritated, according to the Chacham Tzvi's understanding, the principle of Dayel of Omen Adin. We can't be more machmir on the shar than we on, again, whatever the animal is, than we would be on the bailin, because we derive the Mises HaShar, and for that matter any other animal, from the 23 judges that are required in the case of Baal Behemto. So therefore he says, Havilo Lemeimar Shezeu Hariga Belo Din Klal, meaning Bishleim, we understand Rashi Shita, that when we're killing this animal, it's not a din at all. But on the other hand, the Rambam seems to assume that we put them together b'echad, and that is a beznin. So on the one hand, we have a support for the Rambam from the fact that the Gemara says in this case, when you kill the lion, the skins of the lion are asur b'hanah. Why? Because the Gemara says it's nigmar dino. Once the animal killed someone, he already has a gmar din for misa. Well, then it makes sense that we're not obviating the whole process of din, but we're instituting a din, but with one judge. So that's the good news. We're instituting a din, and that's the Rambam Shita. But the bad news is, according to the logic of the Chacham Tzvi, how do you derive such halacha? What is the basis for this halacha? We have a principle called Dayel of Omen Adin, and that was the reason why the Chacham Tzvi threw out the Bach. He said, it's impossible to tell me that because this shor is owned by a ben Noach, therefore we're going to put the shor to death and condemn him with a basin of one judge. That was the Bach's opinion, based on the principle of kemisa sabayil and kachmisa shor, just like the ben Noach is put to death with one judge, so to the shor of the ben Noach should be put to death. And the Bach supports his view by quoting our Gemara of Kohen Gadol, that just like a Kohen Gadol requires a if we're going to condemn him to death of a bezin of 71 elders, so to the shar of a Kohen Gadol, kemisa sabayil didei, requires a bezin of 71. In the case of a ben Noach, the misa didei of the ben Noach himself is bedayin echad, ubiyed echad, so to the shar of a ben Noach. And that's okay according to the Bach. And therefore, if I tell you that we put an animal to death based on a bezdin of one judge, and that's what we saw in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, that's okay according to the Bach. But it's not okay according to the Chacham Tzvi, because the Chacham Tzvi says you can never put an animal to death with less than 23 judges. You may want to institute a bezdin of more than 23 judges, like in the case of the Shor of the Kohen Gadol, and then you're being more mekil, and you're not irritating the principle of Dayo. But if you want to lower the number of judges below 23, then you are violating Dayo, and there's no basis for that. So how do we put the Shor of a ben Noach to death with one judge? Okay, the Chacham Tzvi doesn't accept that. He's going to require 23 judges. But what are we going to do with the Rambam, who says that if you kill an animal which is very belligerent, then you don't circumvent the process of Beis Din. You need a Beis Din. The Beis Din is made up of one judge. And if that be the case, you're going to condemn the animal to death based on a Gemar Din of one judge, that's okay, except for the problem of Dayo, which according to Chacham Tzvi, straitjackets you. You can't kill a Shor with less than 23 judges. So right now, Rabosai, we're up to a paragraph that starts Vehine HaRamam Kosav, and he quotes the Rambam in the case of Ari and all the other animals. The Rambam Paskins like the Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer, and we can only put them to death after they are condemned by a judgment of 23 judges. So there's a brisker rav that's tucked away in Noesveld. We would never find this brisker rav. This brisker rav is in the stencils, which means the Mipia Shmua, halfway through Masechta Zvachim. And in a comment, he relates to our Sugyan Sanhedrin Daf Tesvav Amid Beis, and he says that if you take a look in the Rambam leaves out one important point, and that is that this Ari, etc., is owned by Bailin. let's say, by a Jewish owner. Right? He's training this lion for the local circus. And it makes sense that the Rambam would have omitted the word Bailim here in this context, because the Gemara itself doesn't mention Bailim. Now, if you go with Rashi, then Lepirish Rashi Rak Leinyon Shelo Avi Kehefker V'Osel Hargon Im Lo Imisu. In other words, the only relevance of Bailim would be, according to Rashi at least, the fact that we don't consider this animal as hefker. We have to wait until the animal actually kills someone before we can condemn it to death. You can't take the initiative and just kill the animal, because the animal is not considered hefker. According to the Chachamim, they hold b'nei tarbus that the owner of the animal is rightfully claiming that he can train the animal. But the Rambam, in the case of the Rambam, it's a little bit more complicated, because the Rambam would seem to assume that Avala Rambam, just one second, give me a second here just to collect my thoughts over here. Yeah, the Rambam is talking about a case of an Ari, Dov, etc., Shem Tarbus, V'yeshlem Bailim, Tzarech Iyan Maishno Mishar, D'gavishar, D'lesle Bailim, Kemo Shara Midbar, Nidon B'chav Gimel. Ah, I see what he's asking. Again, this is another objection that we're raising on the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi claims that in order to put an animal to death for killing a person, you must have a minimum of 23 judges. Now, that doesn't matter whether the animal is owned by a Jew or it's hefker. Even an animal that's shor shel midbar could only be condemned to death in front of a Beis Din of 23 judges. Because again, the principle of Dayo, and that's the paradigm case of Abba al-Behema, that the Torah says the animal will not be put to death unless you have a minimum of 23 judges. If that be the case, then according to the Rambam, when we put the Ari, the Dove, etc. to death, and we were claiming that according to the Rambam that's called a Beis Din, so the Rambam adds the condition that yesh lo bailim, that this Ari is owned by a Jew. So the Gvuras Yitzhok asks the following question: what difference does it make whether it's owned by a Jew or not? According to the Rambam, even if it's not owned by anyone, it's a shor shel midbar. If you go with the Chacham Tzvi's approach, we're going to require as an absolute rule, with no exception, 23 judges. So when the Rambam paskins in the case of Dov and Ari, that we put the Dov to death because it killed someone, and the Rambam says we need a Beis Din of 23 judges, why did the Rambam feel compelled to add the proviso that there's an owner, yesh lehem bailim, which means that the Bailim are rightfully claiming that they can train the animal, which is the sheet of the Chachamim? That's all fine and dandy, but the Rambam is implying that perhaps in a case where there were no Bailim and the Shor was a Shor Shel Hefker, you would not require 23 judges. That's not true according to the Chacham Tzvi. So just to summarize, we have two major kashes on the Chacham Tzvi. One is from the fact that we saw in the Rambam that when we put an animal to death, let's say in a case where you don't need a Beis Din, the Rambam insists that you do need a Beis Din, but what Beis Din do you have to have? A Beis Din that's comprised of only one judge. That's against the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi argues against the Bach, and he says that in the case of a Shor Shel Nochri, you cannot put him to death with less than 23 judges. The same should apply in the case of a Nachash, according to Rabbi Akiva, and in the case of all the other dangerous animals, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Question number two is when the Rambam paskins that we have to judge and condemn the animal, this dangerous animal that killed someone, and we have to condemn him to death, the Rambam says that, of course, Misasa B'Yesra B'Shlosha, that's fine. But then the Rambam adds another condition, Yeshlem Bailim, implying that if there was no Bailim, maybe we'd condemn the Shor to death with one judge. And that's a problem according to the Chacham Tzvi. Now we move on to the Rambam in Perek Hei Mihilchas Sanhedrin.
The Rambam says that ain't done in dinin nefashos bepachas michav gimel. You cannot condemn a human being to death with less than 23 judges. And that, the Rambam says, is the Sanhedrin Akatana. Then the Rambam expands this, and he says there are two categories of dinin nefashos. There's dinin nefashos the Adam, and then there's dinin nefashos of Behema. And the Rambam says in both cases, we need a minimum of 23 judges. The Rambam doesn't have any qualification here. He doesn't exclude any case where the shor or the animal has to be put to death. So let's take the case of a behemoth hefker. What kind of a court, what would be the makeup of the bezdin that could condemn the animal that's not owned by anyone to death? 23 judges. Why? Because that's called stimas lishona. Are you familiar with that phrase? It means whenever the Rambam says something without qualifying it, it means that it's not qualified. So it means kol behema, any animal that's put to death, that's called dini nefashos de behema, requires a bezdin of 23 judges, implying that even if the shor is owned by no one, we cannot condemn him to death unless there are 23 judges. Now that's good news for the Chacham Tzvi, because the Chacham Tzvi always applies this principle of dayo, which means we cannot judge the animal and condemn the animal to death with less than the paradigmic 23 judges. Now, let's think about it. A shor of hefker, why should it require 23 judges? The shor is to be judged and condemned by the same amount of judges that we would condemn a human being. But that human being is the owner of the shor. In this case, the shor is hefker. So why should we require 23 judges? You know, point to the Bailim and say, well, the Bailim would only be put to death with 23 judges, so too the shor. But here, if you point to the Bailim, you're in trouble. You're not pointing at anything but thin air, because the animal is hefker. And the answer must be that we only require 23 judges when there is a Bailim. But if there's no Bailim, then you don't need 23 judges. However, the Rambam was so sem lashono, and the Rambam says that dini nefashos of an animal requires a bezdin of 23. How do I know this? Because the Rambam is explicit. But how do I know the Rambam would even apply to the case of a shoshal hefker? Because the Rambam didn't formulate any exceptions to the rule. That's called stimas lashono. So it comes out that even in the case of shoshal hefker, we're going to require a bezdin of 23. And one could always argue, well, what about kemisas habailim, kemisas shor? And if we don't have the bailim, maybe we should be sufficient if we have a dayan of a bezdin of one dayan. And the proof of this, that we only settle on a certain number of judges, number X, based on the bailim, is derived from the sugya of Kohen Gadol. That the Gemara says in the Shor Shel Kohen Gadol, we're going to require 71 elders. That's one side in Rabbi Elazar's Chakira. So you see clearly that the Gemara thinks that Kemisa Bailim Kachmisa Shor is not just some sort of Yalfusa. It's not just telling me that you need 23 judges, but rather it means literally. Would we, and how, and under what conditions would the judgment be capable of putting the Bailim to death? And it means the Bailim in this particular case. So therefore, if Misas Shoro Shel Kohen Gadol needs 71 elders, then basically what we're saying is, let's look at this particular Bailim. It's not just teaching me in a generic sense that we require 23 judges to put the animal to death. It all depends upon who the Bailim is. And therefore, we're tempted to draw the conclusion that if there is no Bailim, i.e. the case of a Shoshal Hefker, then you don't require 23 judges. And yet the Rambam Mistimas Lashono seems to be indicating that in all cases, even in the case of a Shoshal Hefker, we can only put the shor to death if we have 23 judges. Now at this point, I would add the following footnote. This paragraph, Ehinei Rambam, would seem to support the Chacham Tzvi, and therefore Dayal of Omen Adin. we can never come up with a more chomer dika halach of bezdin in the case of an animal than in the original case of the animal, where the Torah says lakula that you can't put it to death with less than 23 judges. So we're straitjacketed, and even in a case where there is no bialim at all, it's a shoshal hefker, we're going to have to require 23 judges to condemn the animal to death. And the reason for that is because we have an equation to the original Baal Behemto, where the Torah says you can only put the animal to death if you have a judgment of 23 judges. So Rav Osai, if you're following the structure of this essay, it's really multifaceted. There are parts of the essay that would seem to support the approach of the Bach, and then he has a part which, when he gets to the Rambam, would seem to support the Chacham Tzvi. So the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos with regard to killing a dangerous animal, and the Rambam says you kill him biyachid, that seems to support the Bach. And what we're saying here is, just one second, let me go over that one more time. The Rambam, with regard to killing the animal, the Rambam with regard to killing the animal, I'll just review that, says that the Misa is B'esra V'shlosha, but the Rambam added a condition. What was the Rambam's condition? That Yesh La Bailin. Meaning if there is no Bailin, a Shoshal Hefker, then presumably all you would need is one judge. And that violates the mechanic, the principle of the Chacham Tzvi. So that's a question that would support the Bach against the Chacham Tzvi. Then we had another question, and that is that the Rambam says that you need a Bailim for Misa B'chof Gimel. And yet, if you don't have any Bailim, the Rambam seems to indicate that one judge is enough. Now, where do you derive that from? What happened to the Chacham Tzvi's dial? But then on the flip side, we have a support text for the Chacham Tzvi, because the Rambam seems to indicate, B'stimas Lashono, that in any case of an animal, it's called Dina Fashis, and you require 23 judges. And that would apply even to a Sharshal Hefker. Now, why should a Sharshal Hefker require 23 judges? Well, that makes perfect sense according to the Chacham Tzvi. So again, whenever the Rambam seems to imply that we can kill the animal with the judgment of one judge, then we have a support for the Bach against the Chacham Tzvi. But whenever the Rambam seems to indicate that we definitely require a bezdin of 23 judges, that would seem to support the Chacham Tzvi. So the Rambam, for example, in dangerous animals that committed murder, the Rambam says that we require a bezdin of esrim v'shlosha. That would seem to support the Chacham Tzvi. But the only problem is the Rambam adds the condition of Yeshlan Bailim, implying that if there was no Bailim, then perhaps we would not require a bezdin of 23. Maybe a bezdin of one judge would suffice. And that would support the Bach against the Chacham Tzvi. Now we're up to page Yud Beis, and we're going to look at this paragraph of Hine. And here we have to come down to brass tacks. This is a fundamental question. We say that a Ben Noach, for violating any of his Sheva Mitzvahs, is going to be judged with one Dayan and one witness. What does that mean? For example, if I have a chicken, and I'm not sure if the shechita was proper, if it's an avela or a shechuta, I take it to one rabbi, and he can paskin, make achra, that's called iser v'heter. How do we view the decision to condemn a ben Noach for one of the violations of the Sheva Mitzvah? Is that decision just a matter of horas Isur Beheter. Like if I have a chicken, I don't know if it's Nevela, I go to one Rav. Or shall we say that when it says that a Ben Noach is Nerag B'dayon Echad, that Dayon is playing the role of a Bezdin. We're not talking about Isur Beheter. We're talking about a bona fide Bezdin. And the answer to this question lies in the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah at the end of the Masechta, and he writes that even though in the case of Ben Noach Azaros and Zui Misasam, which means that the Ben Noach is really Chayav Misa even if there were no Edom or Hasra, but Lo Amrinon Miyad Sha'over Sheva Mitzvahs Chayav Misa, Tosfos says we're not going to say that when he violates one of the seven mitzvahs, we're going to put him to death. Ela kolz manchlo danu bezdin. Please underline those words, danu bezdin. We need a psak bezdin, a haras bezdin. And until that haras bezdin comes through, ain't no chayav misa. So you see clearly from Tosfos that even though a ben noach doesn't need a bezdin, but we need some sort of a psak din from a bezdin in order for him to be Chayav Misa. So again, Rabbosai, what we're saying is that this halach of Dayan Echad in the case of a Ben Noach is not just a Hefker Velt, it's not just a decision on a chicken, and it doesn't require a framework of Bezdin. No, it requires a framework of Bezdin, and Bezdin is going to issue a Psak Din. So just like in the case of Yisrael, if he commits a crime, until the moment that the Psak Bezdin has been issued, he's not Chayav Misa. For example, if somebody would kill him, he would be Chayav as a Rotzeach. He's not considered a Gavra Ketila. Why? Because it's before the Psak Bezdin. The Psak Bezdin itself is going to generate the Chayav Misa. And therefore, as long as there was no Psak Bezdin, Eino Choshev Gavra Ketila calls Man Shalo Danu Alpi Echad. So the Chiyuv Misa emerges with a Psak Din. That Psak Din generates a Chalos Chiyuv Misa. And that's not a Horas Isa Beheter. Just to clarify what the law would be, in this case I go over to a Rav, but rather, we're creating a chalos through a psak din. Wow. So Rashi, and basically the Gemara itself seems to indicate, and in Tosfos it's pretty explicit, that in a case of a Ben Noach who violates one of the Sheva Mitzvot Ben Noach, we do need a Bezdin. We do need to issue a psak of Bezdin in order to condemn him to death. And the same is true in Israel. With before the psak Bezdin, he's not mechuyev misa. He's not called a gavra ketila. If somebody killed him before the psak Bezdin, he'd be chayv as a rotzeach. And so too in a Ben Noach, until such time as they judged him, there was a trial, and that trial was officiated by one single Dayan, he's not Chayav Misa. It's only when that Dayan issues his verdict, a Psak Din, that's going to generate the Chayav Misa. We're not talking about Horas Isavet, it was purely Birur. You know, Horas Isavet doesn't create any new status, doesn't generate any new Chayuvim. What Horas Isavet does is it clarifies what the Halacha would say in a certain case. Now, in the case of Dini Nefashis of Yisrael, we require a Bezdin, or a Psak Bezdin that comes from a court that's made up of 23 judges. In the case of Ben Noach, we don't need 23 judges. All we need is one Dayan. And then he becomes Chayav Misa. But if we're correct, then the Harigas Hashar, which the Rambam classifies as Dini Nefashos, But nevertheless, mikomakom shor she'ein lo bailim, if the shor is hefker, it's not worse than a shor that belongs to a guy. And we just finished saying that in a guy there's such a thing as a psak bezdin of one judge. So one judge can condemn a ben noach to death for violating any of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. And this is a psak din. This has a chalushem psak din. And that's what we saw in Tosin Avodah Zarah. So you need a psak din. Who's going to issue the psak din? Only one dayan. But before the dayan introduces his final psak din, this person is not mechuyev misa. We saw that by Jews as well. So the psak din is what generates the chiyev misa. And if you're generating a chiyev misa, that's not a horas isa v'heter. So in any event, it comes out that the dini nefashos of Yisrael, which requires a basin of chav gimel, and the dini nefashos of ben noach is fundamentally different because it doesn't require a bezdin of chav gimel. So for ben noach, we can put him to death with a psak bezdin. But again, we're not just saying kill him without a psak bezdin. We must have a psak bezdin. However, how many judges sit on that bench, on that court, that is judging the ben noach for death? All you need is one judge. You do not need a bezdin of 23 judges. Now, let's apply the principle of kemisas habayil and kemisas shor in the case of a shor that's owned by a ben noach. We're now saying that the shor has to be killed based on a condemnation of a bezdin made up of 23 judges. Just one second. Right. So that makes sense. We need 23 judges in order to condemn this shor to death. Well, I got news for you. In a case of a ben noach, he himself could be judged by one single dayan. And that itself creates a psak din. Therefore, it would make sense that in the case of a shor shel nachri, if Tosis is right that there's going to be a psak din on the nachri himself through the medium of one judge, then that should suffice in the case of the shor of a ben noach. There too we should require a din, a psak din, but that psak din could be issued kemisa sabailim with one dayan. Im Kane, he says, L'chored nire, di afa gavda rika as ha-shor, yesh alei shem din nefosh, mikom kom shor she'ein lo bailim, lo odif mi shor shel goy. We need a psak bezdin in order to put the shor to death. It has no bailim, but that's no different than a shor shel akum. And just like in the case of a goy, all you need is a psak din, and for a psak din for a guy, all you need is one dayan. So too in the din and the fashas of a shor, if that shor is hefker, all you should need is one dayan to generate the chiyuv misa. Again, the key words here are lo adif mi guy, which I believe means that we don't have any more kulos in the case of a shor shel hefker than we do in the case of a shor shel guy. And if in the case of a shor shel goy, we could be machmir, and we could suffice with the psak din of one dayan, then the same thing should apply to a shor shel hefker. But the problem is that the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Mem Beis and Beis speaks about a shor hamidbar, or a shor of ger shemes, we ain't lo yorshim, which means that after the ger dies, there's no one to inherit his property. And the Tanakhama there in Bava Kama Mem Dalet Amud Beis holds Hare Elu Chayovim Misa. Even though there's no Bailim, we have to put the shor to death. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he holds that shor Amidbar Shor Hager Shemes Turim Minamisa Lefishein Lem Baila. So it means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Shor has no Bailim, it's not Chayav Misa. That's Rabbi Yehuda. How do we paskin? It's clear from the Rambam that he paskins like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim are of the opinion that even if there's no Bailim, the Shor has to be put to death. And the status of the Shor, in the case of a Shor Shal Midbar, Shal Hefker, is that of a Shor Shal Akum. And just like in the case of an Akum, Misoso B'dayan Echad, the Psak Din to condemn to death is made by one Dayan. The same halacha is going to apply to the shor of an akum or a shor that doesn't have bialim, because if there's no bialim, it's no different than a shor shall akum, and therefore all we need is a psak din of one dayan. And if we paskin like the chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, shor midbar or shor shall ger shemes, even though there's no bailim, so he can't fulfill the seifa of gamba all of yumas if this shor killed somebody, but nevertheless we will fulfill the halacha of dayan echad. So let's go over this one more time. According to the Chachamim in Bava Kama, we have a chiv misa on a shor midbar or a shor ger shemes. What is the nature of that chiv misa? How will we condemn the shor to death, for a death penalty? And if we're talking about a shor she'ein lo bailim, then the logic is that that shor has the same status as far as Beis Din is concerned of a shor shel goy. And if that be the case, then although Rabbi Yehuda says that a shor shel hefker, shel midbar, is not chayv misa at all, lefi she'ein lem bailim, but we're going to paskin like the Chachamim that we put the shor to death even though it doesn't have bailim, like the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. And now the question is, what kind of Beis Din do we need? So if in the case of a shor shel akum we only require one dayan, then hu adin? In the case of a shor shel hefker we should only require one dayan. The Rambam doesn't seem to say this explicitly, that if it's a shor shel hefker or if it's a shor shel akum, we put it to death with the condemnation of one dayan. He doesn't say that explicitly, but there's a certain compelling logic that just like in the case of a shor shel akum, kimisa sabayim kach misa shor, the shor should be put to death with a psak din of one dayan, so too in the case of a shor shel hefker. Now, what do we have in the Rambam? We had before a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, if you call, on the bottom of page Yud Aleph, and the Rambam writes that dini nefashos of an animal requires a Beis Din of 23 judges. Now we have another Rambam, the Rambam in the 10th parak of Niskei Mamon, and he passes like the Tanakama that Shor Hamidbar im hemis hareza niskal vigomrim dino afal pisha enlo bailim. So it means you don't require bailim the way Rabbi Yehuda does in order to put the animal to death. Even in the absence of bailim, it's a shor midbar, we still put the animal to death. But this is pretty strange. The Rambam should tell us how many judges sit on the court in order to condemn the shor midbar, the shor shel hefker, to death. And the Rambam doesn't blink, he doesn't utter a word about this. Not only that, Just to make life even more challenging, the Rambam brings this halacha of Ashar Midbar, that it gets skila in Hilchas Nizkei Mama. You know, that's strange. The Rambam should have brought this down in Hilchas Sanhedrin when he deals with all the requirements of a Beis Din. You know, in what cases does the makeup of Beis Din go this way and that way? And the Rambam completely omits this discussion. He only brings it in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon. We're tempted to draw the conclusion that the Rambam holds that a Shor HaMidbar does not need a Beis Din of 23. Because in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he doesn't mention the case of a Shor Shel Hefker. So the conclusion of this whole discussion is that the Rambam holds that a Shor Shel Midbar, which is Hefker, does not need 23 judges. That's why the Rambam didn't add this case in Hilchas Sanhedrin when he required 23 judges to put the animal to death. But rather, all you need is Dayan Echad. And the reason for that is that an onel ishar is no different than a ishar that's owned by a ben noach. And just like the Rambam says in the case of ben noach, all you need to judge the ben noach is one dayon. And let's apply the principle of kibisas hashar, and therefore the ishar is going to be put to death if it kills a human being with one dayon. Is dafka hecha da'avi ishar de islay bailim sarach Chav Gimel. So as we said before, the logic seems to be compelling that if the Shor is onerous, it should be dealt with as a case of Ben Noach, which means you only need Dayan Echad. So now we come to the conclusion. Again, I don't know how this is going to shtim according to the Chacham Tzvi, but at least we have a consistency in the Rambam, where the Rambam would say that both in the cases of Shor HaMidbar and the case of a Shor Shel Akum, all you would need is one Dayan. He would generate a psak of a Chiyuv Misa, and then we put the victim to death, so to speak. And all this is implicit in the Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon. And the Rambam says a great chiddush that we put the animal to death even though there's no bailim, because we paskin like the shita of the chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. Ulefi zeh asishaper hadikos v'aram da'ri v'dov v'namer shein b'nei tarbus v'yeshlem bailim misasan v'esrim v'shlosha v'lo tikshi lome hevi aramam hadi yeshlem bailim le'inyan misa Misasa bechav gimel kishekvar kishegam shor hamidbar tzar chav gimel. Why did the Rambam add this phrase v'yeshlem bailim, as if to say, and we made this diuk earlier, that the reason why we need a beis din of 23 is because v'yeshlem bailim. What compelled the Rambam to add that proviso? And the answer is that the Rambam holds if there's no bailim, then the shor has the same status as a shor shel akum, which means that misaso be'ed echad u'b'dayan echad. So therefore, the only case in which the Rambam says that we judge the animal, the nefasho, so the animal in a beis din of 23, that's only in a case where there is bailim. So when is a Baal HaShor, or whatever animal it might be, then we require a Beis Din of 23 to put it to death. Ulefi zeh, osi heite, meaning it's very good. The Rambam paskins in the case of Nachash, that we kill the Nachash bi echad. So why not ask the question, since in Dini Nefashis of HaShor, it's always going to be Chav Gimel, the same principle should apply to a Nachash. In Machmas de la b'nei tarbus, the new Efkiu Rabbanon, if we're talking about an animal like a nachash, which is so dangerous that the rabbanim say you don't have any ownership on it, there's no way you can control it and train it, is therefore ein tzarich lahargo b'chaf gimel. In other words, in the absence of a bailim, because since these animals have no tarbus, therefore the rabbanim said that you can't own these animals, and in effect they were mafkia the din of chaf gimel, of requiring a Sanhedrin Ketana in order to put this animal to death. He says, "V'lo tikshi kaven the din of fashal shel shor havi b'chav gimel." And now you're going to ask the question: what about these animals that allow b'nei tarbus ninu? And the Rambam adds the condition that we require chav gimel only because yesh lam bailim. If there was no bailim, we would put the animal to death with the judgment, the psak of one dayan. Is havilem lemeimar de zeu hariga b'li din klal umash shayach lomar de nerag b'echad. So if you'll ask me the question, how can you say that we put the animal to death if there's no owner with one judge? I mean, where do we find such a din? We should say that there's no need for a din at all. Just kill the animal; it's so dangerous. But lamavur asi shab the memes ikar adin the dini nefashos b'shar havi b'dayan echad. The Rambam holds that the shor requires a bezdin, albeit a bezdin of one judge, but a bezdin nevertheless. Just like the nefashos of a human being requires 23 judges, the dini nefashos of a guy and for that matter of a shor as well is dayan echad. All you need is dayan echad. V'rakechad di is l'shar bailim. Only if there is an owner of the shor, then we have this din of misoso kimisas habailim. So we require 23 judges. But when we get to the Nachash case, where we're saying that the Nachash according to Rabbi Kiva is a lav bar tarbus, you can't trade it and therefore you can't own it. So if kiyu mimenu rabbanon, the rabbanon in effect undermined this din of kavisa sabayim kachmisa shor, is then ukma aikar dina the din of fashas shel shor the lesle bailim shel tzarich kaf gimel el nidon b'dayan echad. So even though again he's claiming I own this lion, I'm going to train this lion, it's a circus lion, nevertheless the rabbanu mafkia his ownership because a lion is lav b'nei tarbus, or at least in the case of nachash we can conclude it's a lav ben tarbus. So the rabbanu was saying that you can't own dine mamonos this nachash which is a lav b'nei tarbus ninu. And what's going to be a result of all this is that if there's no ownership over the shor, it should be no different than a shor that's owned by an akum, and all you would need was one dayan. So we're equating a shor shel hefker with a shor shel nachri. What do you say, Mitch? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. I meant to say Hefker, I meant to say Midbar. And why are we equating it with the Shor Shel Akum? Because if you can apply the principle of Kemisas HaBailim, well, there is no Bailim. So when does the Rambam require 23 judges to put the Shor to death? That's only because it has a Bailim. And now when we go back to the Rambam, we understand why the Rambam added those words, Yesh Lahem Bailim. So Yesh lam bailim means b'nei tarbus ninu, and the rabbanon recognized that ownership. If they did so, then we can activate the principle kamisas habailim kachmisas shor, and we're going to require 23 judges. But in the case of lav b'nei tarbus, which is going to be Rabbi Eliezer in all those six species, or Rabbi Akiva, at least in the case of an achash, he has no ownership. We can no longer say, well, kamisas habailim kachmisas shor, and you should require 23 judges. But rather we're going to equate this case with the case of a shor shel akum. And a shor shel akum, we're going to judge the shor in the same way we would judge the owner of the shor, who's a guy, with dayan echad. And in the case of a shor shel hefker, either because it was running around the midbar, or it was because even though you took possession of it, not in case of shor, but in case of a dangerous animal. Nevertheless, the Torah says it's a la bar tarbus, and therefore you cannot own this animal. Then we're going to apply the principle of Dayan Echad, and we're going to issue a psak bezdin made up of one single Dayan. And that's the din of din of fashas v'shar in a case where there's no bialim. So even though he claims he paid $150,000 for this lion, but since we're going to say it's labanei tarbus, that's according to Rabbi Eliezer, or in a case of Nachash, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to nullify and completely undermine his bialim because it's a labar tarbus nidu. Now once we go ahead and we have to kill the animal, let's say kill the serpent, then the din of kemisas habaylim cannot kick in because there is no owner on a nachash, according to Rabbi Akiva. And when there is no owner, then we go back to the paradigm case of a shoshal akum, where we do apply kemisas habaylim, and all we need is going to be dayan echad. Okay, Ramos, I see we ran out of time. I appreciate that you were able to come. And, you know, with all the slichas and whatever going on, you know, it's so hard to concentrate. Let's just make a note of where we got up to. What I would like to do over the next couple of days, we won't be meeting, I don't think, until Tzom Gedalia. That's up to you if you want to get together on a fast day. Because a week from today is Tzom Gedalia, am I right? Because Monday and Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah. So that's up to you. But if we do get together, then I'd like to start with Vehine on the bottom of page Yud Beis. But I'm going to need some time over this week. Hopefully I'll find the time to go through this piece, and then I can sort of highlight the most important points, and we'll be able to make a Hashlama Siyum on this piece.
All right. At this point, there's no way you can walk into somebody's place and shoot somebody without at least some based in saying, you know, one person based in saying, you
unless it's an akash.
Well,
you mean to say that you need, right?
You need at least one judge saying,
and that's
do
the
it.
Piece of the puzzle that we have to figure out. Who is this judge?
Yeah, who
is this judge? What's the story with this judge?
Part right now, it's
all right.
Can you do it or not do it? Do you need a judge?
You need a judge, one judge. And he's going to issue a psak din. But you don't need 23 judges.
No, okay.
Because it's a lot of our tabus, there's no violence.
But we were starting out thinking that if this is a completely wild animal, you can just walk into somebody's backyard and shoot this.
Right, that is Rabbi Eliezer, but the Rambam doesn't paskalin. Only in the case of Nachash. Because of Rabbi Akiva.
All right.